ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning with Hashem Yitbarach. We have this week also two parashiyot. We have parashat Ahare, parashat Kiddushim. And we see here in parashat Kiddushim, right at the beginning of the parasha, Pasuk said, "Daber el kol adat b'nei Israel ve'amarta aleihem, Kiddushim tiyu. Ki kadosh ani Adonai Eloheichem." And Rashi pointed out over here, that the Ber El Kol Adat B'nai Israel, it sounds here from the Pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to gather all B'nai Israel together to tell them this parasha. What's so special about this parasha? Why he has to gather all of them, unlike Seder Mishnah, like the Gemara Ne'arubin tells us, here he has to gather all of them in one shot. Rashi says, "Melamed she'ne'emra parasha zu behakhel." He gathered all Israel together. Why? "Mepenei she'rob gufei Torah teluyim ba." Yeah, because many important topics in the Torah are mentioned in this week's parasha. That's what Rashi is telling us over here. And the Mefarshim, almost I saw many Mefarshim, they connected, said that's connected to what it says later on in the parasha. The Pasuk said, "Lo tekom ve lo tor et b'nei amecha ve'ahavta lire'acha kamocha ani Adonai." The Pasuk tells us you have to love your friend just like you love yourself. And that's here what the Rob Gufei Torah Teluyim Ba, that's basically this mitzvah ve'ahavta re'acha kamocha, Rashi pointed out over here, Amar Be'akiba, ze klal gadol b'Torah. That's a big klal that we have in the Torah. That's the main thing. Like everyone knows, and the famous story over there in Masechet Shabbat, the Flamed Aleph, that about that convert, he wanted to convert, he went to Shemaya Zaken, he told him he wants to learn the whole Torah al regel ahat, and standing on one foot. Shammai Zaken, he kicked him out. He told him, "What are you talking about? You need to sit down. You have to understand the Torah. It's not so easy. The Torah, it's not easy to learn. You have to toil in the Torah. You have to work hard in the Torah to earn it. It doesn't come just like this." Therefore, he sent him out. He kicked him out. But he came to Hillel Zaken, and he told him, "I want to learn the whole Torah standing on one foot." Then Hillel Zaken, he saw that girl, he has good neshama, and he saw that he wasn't making mockery out of him. Here they explain also the Kli Yakar. He said, "Wachfiha nera shehager haya ger tzedek, ve'lo haya mehatel hetulim lomar bederech shachok shelamedo et kol ha'torah ve'od shehu omed al regel ahad mamash. Ela vaday bokesh mamash she'amid lo kol mezvot ha'torah al yisod ehad, de'ainu regel ahad, asher alav ya'amid lo kol mezvot kulam." So that's why he wasn't making fun of Hillel Zaken, Chas v'Shalom. So Hillel Zaken, he saw this. He saw that this girl is serious. He just wants something, mezvah, to remind him to keep all the mezvot of the Torah. Therefore, Hillel Zaken told him, "Ma disani alach lehabrach leta'abed." And different word, he told him, "Whatever you hate others doing to you, do not do to others. Don't do it to others. If you don't like people doing it to you, why are you doing it to him?" Therefore, that's the whole Torah kula. That's what he told him. That's the whole Torah. All the rest are pirush of this pasuk. And here the Tachachim tell us that basically that is the mezvah ve'ahavta re'acha kamocha. Whatever you like, people doing to you, do it to your friend. So ve'ahavta re'acha kamocha, you should love your brother just like you love yourself. Comes in the Ramban, he tells us here ve'ahavta re'acha kamocha. He said haflaga. כי לא יקבל לב האדם שיהוב את חברו כאהבתו את נפשו. Said, what the Torah is telling us over here, you have to love your friend just like you love yourself. Said, here the Torah is going all the way to the extreme to tell us that's what you have to do. Because normally, he says here, no one's going to love his friend just like he love himself. ועוד שכבר בא רבי עקיבא himself ולמד שחייך קודמים לחיי חברך. The same Rabbi Akiba who told us over here, Zek Lal Gadol Batorah, he also told us in Masechet Baba Metzia Adav Samech Bet, all this Ramban is writing, that he said, Hayecha Kodmin. Your life comes before your friend's life. So how could it be that the Torah is commanding us, you have to love your friend just like you love yourself? Not true. So he told us, and that's Halacha, the person he has to take care of himself first, then he should take care of his friend. So what's the Torah teaching us over here? אלא מצוות התורה שיאהב את חברו בכל עניין כאשר יאהב את נפשו בכל הטוב. You have to love whatever your friend is succeeding in his business, whatever is succeeding in his חוכמה, in his לימוד תורה, you have to be happy for him. Why is it like this? ויתכן בעבור שלא אמר ואהבת את רעך כמוך, והשווה אותם במילת לרעך, וכן ואהבת לא כמוך, שיהיה פירושו להשוות אהבת שניהם בדעתו. So it doesn't mean you have to love your friend just like you love yourself. No, you have to love the good thing that is happening to your friend as if it's happening to you. The good thing that's happening to your friend, you have to be happy for him. That means that if you see that your friend's succeeding, he understood the Tosafot and you do not understand it, don't get jealous of him. Don't say that you have a bad eye on him, why he understood and not me. And you have to love him. You have to be happy for him that he understood. And hopefully soon you're also going to understand. So you're also going to succeed like him. Ki pi'amim, the Ramban continues over here, pi'amim she'yohab adam את רעהו בדברים ידועים להטיבו בעושר, אבל לא בחוכמה, וכיוצא בזה. So sometimes people, they love that their friend should be rich, but they should not be חכם just like them. He doesn't want other people to be חכם like him. He said, no. So he feels bad when he sees him that he's succeeding, as in learning, and is becoming more and more חכם. He's going to get jealous of him. He said, no, you have to love him. ואם יהיה אוהבו, בכל, אז יחפוש שיזכה רעהו האהוב לו בעושר ובנכסים ובכבוד ובדעת ובחוכמה, אבל לא שישווה אליו, אלא יהיה חפץ בלבו לעולם, שיהיה הוא יותר ממנו בכל הטובה. I said, normally, said, that's what people, even if you love your friend a lot, you would be happy when he succeeds, you would be happy when he's going to be hakam, you would be happy when he's going to be rich and all these things. However, you always want to be on top of him. That's what normally people think. So he should be hakam also, but not like me. Should be ashir, but not like me. I want to be on top of him. Said the Torah, said no. That's exactly what the Torah is teaching us over here. ויצווה הכתוב שלא תהיה פחיתות הקנאה הזאת בלבו. Don't leave room for such jealousy in your heart. אלא יאהב ברבות הטובה לחברו כאשר אדם עושה לנפשו. ולא ייתן שיעורים באהבה. Said he should. There's no barriers to that love that you have to love your friend, as much as you're gonna be kachacham. Even if it's gonna be hacham like you, even more than you have to be happy for him. That's what Yehonatan he says here. He told David HaMelech, "Ki ahabat nefsho ahibo." He loved him just like he loved himself. Let's hear what that's a real ahabat. The Torah is telling us here. Ba'abur shehesir medat hakana belbo ve'amar ve'etat melech al Israel. Said Yehonatan, he told David HaMelech, he told them, even though Yehonatan, he was supposed to be the next king for Am Israel, his father was the king. So he's the prince. He's going to be the next leading king of Am Israel. But he told David HaMelech, he told them, no, you're going to be the king. Why? Because you're more hakam than me. You fit more to be the king more than me. So you see that even though his friend David HaMelech is becoming above him, he still is happy. That's the kind of love that Torah is telling us over here. And that's how the Ramban explained it. That's the reason that Torah wrote over here, V'ahabta l'ra'acha kamucha. It didn't say V'ahabta et ra'acha kamucha. If the Pasuk would have said V'ahabta et ra'acha kamucha, that means that you have to love him just like you love yourself. But that's not true. Rabbi Akiba himself, he told us, Hayecha kodmi. Your life comes before your friend's life. Ela, what does mean V'ahabta l'ra'acha kamucha? You have to be happy whatever is happening to him. You have to be happy, even though if he's going to be more hakam than you, he's going to be more ashir than you, you have to be happy for him. That's the masbav that Torah is teaching us over here. I saw also that Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, he explains this pasuk a little bit different. He says here, V'ahavtal re'acha kamucha in Torah Moshe, Dafpe Dalet Amud Bet, Amar Rabbi Akiba ze klal gadol b'Torah. Yesh lefaresh Rabbi Akiba l'ta'meh, D'darash resh perak ezehu neshech, V'chei achicha amach, Hayecha kodmim l'chei habircha. ואם כן, כיוון שחייך קודמים, איך אפשר לקיים ואהבת רעך כמוך? That's a question that the Ramban asked. The Ramban, he came to a different conclusion. That doesn't mean you have to love him just like you love yourself. You have to be happy for him, just like you're going to be happy for yourself. Anything good is happening to him, you have to be happy for him. That's what the Pasuk said. That's how the Ramban explained it. Here, however, the Hatam Sofer, he has a different pirush here. Mihu, ha dechayecha kodmim, haynu b'anyani olam hazeh. אבל בחיי הנצח, דהיינו בלימוד התורה, חייב ללמד לאחרים, אפילו שהוא מבטל את עצמו מלימודו. מכל מקום חייב ללמוד עם אחרים. He says here, this rule that Rabbi Akiva said, חייך קודמים, your life comes before your friend's life. That's, if we're talking about the גשמיות, that if the person is going to stay alive or is going to die, حسب الشلوم, then you have to save your life first. Your life comes first. But when it comes to لموت تورا, said no. لموت تورا of your friends more حشوب than your لموت تورا. Why? Because he said that's مسباب لتورا. Adam لعمال يولاد. حقيم تلا صفات Adam لعمال يولاد. Pasuk tells us what's لعمال? لعمال رشيت بوت للمود علمينات للمد. You have to teach it to others. That's the whole purpose of the person learning Torah, to pass it on. That you see all the hachamim, that anytime that they learn something, they want to pass on that hadush. Why? Because they cannot keep it. The Gemara Masech Pesachim Kuf Yud Bet tells us over there, the Gemara, that the Talmidei Hachamim, any Dibrei Torah that they get, they feel bad if there's no one to listen to hear their hadushim. They want to give it on, they want to pass it on. That's the mitzvah over here, telling us over here. بحياة نصحيين دعينوا بلمود تورا حياب للمد الحريم أفيلو شو متبطل بعصمهم بلمودهم. At the time that the Hakam is teaching others Torah, he himself, the Hakam, is not elevating himself now. Why? He has to stop from elevating himself in order for him to explain the Torah that he already know to others. The Hakam, if you ask the Hakam, he would rather continue in his limud Torah, expand his yediot in the Torah. But the mitzvah of the Torah said, no, you have to stop from your limud Torah to teach it to others. That's the mitzvah. But hayecha lifnei hayeh haberecha doesn't apply by limud Torah. Ve'alken amar Rabbi Akiba, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Akiba said, what do we say? Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha, you have to love your friend just like you love yourself. The Ramban, he said, as we explained, the Ramban said, no, it doesn't mean that you have to love him just like you love yourself. No, you love yourself. Every person loves himself more than other people. But he said, no, the Ramban explained that you have to be happy whatever happened to your friends. You have to be happy as if it happened to you. Here the Hatam Sofer is telling us, no, you have to love your friend just like you love yourself. What does this mean? Zek lal gadol b'Torah. When it comes to Torah, you're right, hayecha kodmim. That's b'hayek gashmiyut. But when it comes to haye Torah, haye olam nata b'tochenu, that your friend's life comes before your life. That's what he tells us over here. Ve'akel amar Rabbi Akiva, zek lal gadol b'Torah. Kelomar, de be'anyan limud ha-Torah, hu klal gadol lehob t'habircha, kmo sheta ohev t'asmecha. Let's hear the beautiful pirush that the Hatam Sofer is telling us over here. And how beautiful these words that we are saying and the pasukim that we have in the Torah here, it matches perfect with the days that we are now, the time of Yemei Sefirat HaOmer. We all know that we have until Medalit LaOmer, we have some Menhagei Abilut that all Am Israel accepted upon themselves, you know, some Menhagei Abilut and students of Rabbi Akiba. Because everyone knows the story over there, the Gemara Nibamot Samechbet Amudbet tells us that the Rabbi Akiba had 24,000 students, 12,000 Zugim, they had Rabbi Akiba, and all of them, they passed away from when? Perek Echad, Penishel Lo Nahagu Kavod Zeh Lazeh, did not respect each other, did not love each other, and therefore all of them they died. Why? Because they couldn't. They had the Ayn Sara. The Midrash Rabbah tells us that all these students they died because Aynama Ita Sara, when their friend, they have a bad eye. Why my friend is succeeding in the Torah more than me? I want to succeed more than him. So that's exactly against what we just explained. Ve'avtal ra'acha kamocha. Kol shekin, according to what the Hatam Sofer is telling us, that here, ve'avtal ra'acha kamocha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. When it comes to limud Torah, yes, you have to love your friend just like you love yourself. Exactly. That means, even though in order for you to teach your friend, you have to stop from your limud Torah in order to explain the Torah that you already know to your friend. So it's still, that's what you have to do. However, the students of Rabbi Akiba, they couldn't, they had the bad eye in each other. They couldn't see that the other student, he knows more than him, he couldn't handle it. Therefore, they had the Ayn Ara, had Bashani. Therefore, all of them, the Gemara said, Ba'avadon Tarabim, all of them, they died. And when they died, the Gemara told us, Tana, kulam metum, Pesach v'yad atzeret. Within a very short period of time, all of them, they perished. Why? Because they had bad eyes on each other. They had Aynam Hayta Sara, Ish Be'ahiv. That's what the Gemara told us here. And until everyone died, the Gemara said, Ba'ya ha'olam shamim. The world was empty from Torah. There was no more Talmidei Chachamim. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiba eser rabotenu shebedarom ushna ahlehem. Until Rabbi Akiba came and he started from the beginning to teach five students. ده تقى ربي مئير ربي يهودا ربي يوسي ربي شمعون وربي العزار من شموع והם להם שיעמידו תורה באותה שעה. That's what the Gemara told us. These five students, from them, all the Torah came back alive. But before he came to teach them, the world was empty from Torah. היה עולם שמים, the Gemara said. That's what Rabbi Akiba, the Gemara before was studying also, telling us that בבוקר זרע את זרעיך ולערב אל תנח ידיך. The Gemara דורש few דרשות. One of them, that if the person he had students when he was young, he should also try to have students when he gets older, because you don't know which student is going to succeed. The first ones, or the second, the last ones, or probably both of them. Kol Shekein, Haneh Matob. So therefore, the person should always have, just like Rabbi Akiba himself, 24,000 students, all of them, it's a lifetime project that did Rabbi Akiba. To raise 24,000 students, all Tanaim, takes a lot of effort. And all of that effort went fifen. It went. Why? Because they didn't have kabod in each other. Until Rabbi Akiba, he came and he restarted everything from the beginning. And he taught these five students, and from them the Torah came back alive. That's what HaChaim tell us. That's basically the role that Rabbi Akiba is teaching us also here. And Rashi telling us, we have Tara Akha Kamucha, Ziklal Gadol Batorah. That's what he's teaching us. But since that his students, they weren't perfect in that pasuk, therefore all of them, they died. We have the Maharsha. Maharsha explains that all the students of Rabbi Akiba, they had, kibyachol, they were talking Lashon Hara about each other, therefore they died. And the Gemara tells us here, what type of mitah they died, students of Rabbi Akiba, what kind of mitah? The Gemara tells us here, Yibamut still Samech Bet Amud Bet, Amar Rabbi Chiya Barabin, V'chulam metu mita ra'a. All of them, they died in a bad way. What kind of mita ra'a? Mayhi, what is this? Amar Ibn Ahman, Askira. What Askira? That type of sickness that the person, he feels like he's choking, he cannot breathe. The type of sickness, the Gemara, we have a Gemara, Masechet Brachot, Daf Hayit, the Gemara says over there, Lemavet Totsaot. The Gemara says, there are 903 different types of mitot, the person could die with them, 903 different types of mitah. They are in the world, like the Gematria of Totsaot. The Gemara said, Lemavet Totsaot. How many types of mitah there are in the world? The Gematria of Totsaot, 903. And the Gemara said, the hardest mitah from all of them, the most harsh and hard mitah, that's mitah taskira. That's all the students of Rabbi Akiba, all of them, they died in such a mitah. Why dafkan such a mitah? So the Maharsha explains, said, because we have the Gemara, tell us in Masechet Shabbat, the Flamed Gimel Amud Bet, the Gemara says over there, the Gemara is asking, askira, Tamur Rabbanan, Askira Ba'al Aulam, and what Abira? What caused that type of death to come to the world? Mitat Askira, the Gemara, as I just told you, the Gemara Brachot said that's the hardest Mita. And what Abira already the person could do, so you should deserve Mitat Askira. The Gemara says here a few opinions. One Hakam said, Ala Ma'asir, Bil Azabir, Bi Yosei Omer, Ala Shun Hara. That type of mitad comes because of Lashon Hara. And that's here what the Gemara says. The Gemara continues here in Shabbat. That's here the Maharsha, as I said, since that the students of Rabbi Akiba, they were talking bad about each other, therefore they died dafka in such a mitah, because that's the punishment of speaking Lashon Hara. The person, Chas v'Shalom, could die mitat askira. That's what happened to the students of Rabbi Akiba. The Gemara continues over here. Tam Rabbanan, kishenichnasu, Rabotenu lakerem beyabne, when Hachamim, they went inside the lakerem. What's the lakerem? Rashi says the Beit HaMidrash, Yoshvim shurot kakerem, kach mefirash b'Yerushalmi. Said that when Hachamim, they came to Beit HaMidrash, in Yabne, haya sham Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Elazar, v'Rabbi Yosef, v'Rabbi Shimon, v'inshala she'ela zu b'fnehem. They asked him such a question. The following question, what is this? Makka zu. מפנימה מתחילת בבני מעיים וגומרת בפה. That צרה, that type of mita, which mita? I'm referring to askira. The mita that students from Rabbi Akiba passed passed away with that. Why such a mitah? It starts from the stomach and then finishes when the person, the negmara bapeh, the person cannot breathe, and that's how he dies. Why is it depending on these two ibarim dafka? Ne'enar bi udaber bil ay, rosh ha-medaberim b'chol makom ve'amar, af al pi shekelayot yu'atzot ve'lev mevin ve'lashon mechatech, ha-peh gomer. What he said? He said, even though the kelayot, the kidney, gives the yu'atzot, gives the advice to the person, what should he say, what should he do, and the heart, he understand, al-lashon mechatech, with the tongue, you could pronounce the letters properly, but you need the mouth to open up your mouth to say it. If you're closing your mouth, even if you're moving your lips, you're moving your tongue, no words going to come out of your mouth. So that type of mitah, it starts from b'nei me'ayim and ends with the peh, with the mouth. Why? Because that's basically when a person wants to speak lashon hara about his friend, he starts, you know, from the klayot yu'asot, to tell him, yeah, you should speak bad about him. Then the heart comes, approves it. And then the tongue, he said, yeah, I'll say whatever we're supposed to say. But the mouth, all depending on the mouth. Therefore, when the person does not watch his mouth and he open up his mouth and say bad things, that's why he dies in such a mitah. And let's see what the Gemara tells us. But in Farshim, I saw they ask over here, said, Chahora, the Gemara is telling us over here that Kishenichnasu Rabotin Lakirim Beyabne, when they went inside Beit HaMidrash, they asked them this question: why Mitat Askira starts with Bnei Me'ayim and ends with the mouth? Farshim, they asked, said, I don't understand. Here it sounds like Kishenichnasu Rabotin Lakirim Beyabne. From the time that Hakim, they went inside Beit HaMidrash in Yabne, they asked him a question. The first question, why Mitat Askira come to the world? There are no different halachot to discuss over there except Mitat Askira. Why does it come to the world? What happened over here? Ella, the Farshim, they explained, said, if you pay attention to these hakamim, two of them, you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Azar, they have the Gemara, you have Motel as Rabbi Azar ben Shemua, here Rabbi Azar ben Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Shimon, you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they were the students of Rabbi Akiba. They were the ones, the students of Rabbi Akiba. I told them, listen, it could be that a person who knows a lot of Torah, just like the students of Rabbi Akiba, but if he does not have good midot, if he does not have, if he does not watch his mouth, not to speak lashon hara, then Chas v'Shalom is going to get askira, and is going to die by mitat askira, just like the students of Rabbi Akiba. Therefore, the first question before you start learning any Torah, you have to watch your mouth. So why? Because of the mouth. That everything depending on mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon. Therefore, the first question they asked him over there, it was the mitat askira, why does it come to the world? And because of the avira of lashon hara. And when Rabbi Akiba, he saw that this mitat came to his students, that type of mitat, the worst mitat, came to his students, he was wondering, Rabbi Akiba, what happened? How come this mitat came to his friend, to his students? All of them, they were learning Torah. And the Gemara Masechet Sotah tells us, the Gemara says, Torah me'agune magna ve'tzule matzla. How come the Torah did not save his students from dying? What happened now? Ella, he came up to conclusion that since that they were talking lashon hara, they were saying bad, they had ayin tzara with their friends. Therefore, that's what happened to them. That means, step number one, the person, he has to be careful about respecting his friend. That's why Rabbi Akiba, after he saw on his skin what happened to all of his students, they passed away because they weren't careful about the honor of their friend. Therefore, Rabbi Akiba came after that and said, "Be'ahavtal re'acha kamucha zeh klal gadol b'torah." That's the most important thing in the whole Torah. That's called a Torah kula. Why? Because if the person has the whole Torah except that mitzvah, you see what happened to his students. All his students, they were all tzaddikim, they were all talmidei hachamim, they were giants in Torah. They were all tannaim. The name of a tanna, if the Gemara mentions the name of a tanna, that tanna automatically, he has the power to be mechayim etim. All of them, they're tannaim. All of tannaim. How come all of them, they died? They had the whole Torah, but they're missing one mezvah, be'avta ra'acha kamucha. Ah, you're missing this? That's the whole Torah. What did the Torah help them if they do not have that mezvah? They had the whole Torah, but except this mezvah ve'avta ra'acha kamucha, they didn't respect their friend properly, and you see what happened to them. That means after this Rabbi Akiba came up to conclusion, said Ve'avta l'racha kamocha, that's the whole Torah. All the rest comes after this mitzvah. First, strengthen yourself in this mitzvah, Ve'avta l'racha kamocha, then all the rest of the Torah comes after. And that's why the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiba, who was the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiba, Rabbi Elazar Gadol, said he himself also, he was telling people about Mizvat Kibud, each person should respect his friend. You see here the Mishnah in Perkei Avot tells us, in Perek Bet Mishnah Yod, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar Gadol, the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiba, Yehi Kibot Habircha, Habib Alecha Kishilcha. So that's Yehi Kibot Habircha. He was Mazir on Kibot Habiro. You have to respect your friend, you have to give him the proper honor. That's what Rabbi Elazar was teaching people, and that's what Rabbi Akiva came after him. And after he saw what happened to his students, he said, "Be'avta ra'acha kamocha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah." That's all the Torah starts from here. That's what he says. And later on, you see also Rabbi Yosei, also himself, also Yehi Mamon Habircha Hayiv Aleicha Kishulcha. All these things, the person has to be careful about it. And especially Rabbi Elazar himself, Yehi Kibot Habircha Hayiv Aleicha Kishulcha. We all know the Mahloket in the Gemara, a famous story in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Tet. The Gemara tells us over there that there was once Mahloket between Rabbi Elazar and Hakamim about the Nurush Al Aknai. Is that the Nur? Is that the Nur? Is it Tame or Tahor? That's Mahloket over there between them, between Rabbi Elazar and Hakamim. Until the Gemara said, Tana be'oto hayom, Heshib Rabbi Elazar kote shibot sheba'olam ve'lo kublu menu. He answered them, any questions you have, I have the answer for it. I'm telling you that this tanur is tame. I'm sorry, he told him, this tanur is tahor. He was telling him, it's tahor. Hakim said it's tame. But he held it's tahor, and he was answering, any question you have, I'll prove it to you. They did not listen to him. ולא קבלו ממנו. אמר להם, מהלכה כמותי, חרוב זה יוכיח. And he continues, מהלכה כמותי, אמת המים תוכיח. מהלכה כמותי, כותלי בית המדרש יוכיחו. And so on, so forth, the famous story over here, the Gemara. Until, but call came out from שמיים, and says, מה לכם אליעזר בני, שהלכה כמותו בכל מקום. What do you want from my son, אליעזר? הלכה לכם, everywhere. Now that's a punchline, הלכה לכם. Rabbi Yoshua, the Gemara said, he stood on his legs, Rabbi Yoshua, and he said, "Lo v'shamayim." We do not accept. Why? Because the Torah, it says in the Torah, "Aharei rabim lehatot." Here, the majority of Hachamim, they disagree with Rabbi Elazar. Kol hakavod to Rabbi Elazar, he's a big Talmid Hacham and a giant in Torah, but all the Hachamim, they're going against him. And the Torah told us, "Aharei rabim lehatot." That's what we have to do. So even though Bat Kol came out from Shamayim and said, "Halacha like Rabbi Elazar," Halakha not like Rabbi Elazar, halakha like Hakamim. That's what the Gemara says, because the Pasuk said, Aharei Rabbim Lehatot. The Gemara tells us after, Ashkehei Rabbi Natan Le Eliyahu, after that story, Rabbi Natan, he saw Eliyahu Nabi, and he asked him, Maika Abid Kutsha Berchu Be'ahi Sha'ta? Could you please tell me, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Hashem doing? At the moment that Rabbi Yoshua said, halakha not like the Batkol, What's Bat Kol? Bat Kol can be called the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the voice from Hashem came down and it was announcing Halakha like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yoshua said, I'm sorry, Halakha not like Rabbi Elazar. So can be called Rabbi Yoshua is arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing now? Is he upset at Rabbi Yoshua? Is he going to punish him? What is he going to do to him? Amar le kahayich ve'amar nitzachoni banai, nitzachoni banai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was laughing and he was happy. And he was saying, my sons on earth, they won the case, they're right. That's what it says. And Fashim explained, what does it mean, Netzachoni Banai? It means Netzachoni min Lashon Netzach. What's Netzach? I told them in the Torah, Aharei Rabim Lehatot. And I told them the Torah would never change. Even though now I came Kibyachol to interfere from heaven, and I told them, Halakha lak Rabbi Elazar, but since that they accepted the Torah, and says that Torah, Aharei Rabim Lehatot, you have to follow the majority, we do not care about anything else. It says in the Torah, Aharei Rabim Lehatot, you have to follow the Torah. even though Kibachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He's telling us halakha like Rabbi Eliezer, said no, halakha not like him. That Lashon Nitzach, we made the Torah, La'olam, La'olmi Alameim, never gonna change. It says, Ahare Rabbim Lehatot, that's halakha. We don't care about what's gonna be Kotalim, the walls of Beit HaMidrash, the Matamayim, Tochiyah, Harub Zayochiyah, we don't care about none of these things, only about what it says in the Torah. That's here what the Gemara is telling us over here. I saw the Ben Ish Chai on this Gemara. He says, "Veda ki bevaday hagamur kol haotot asher asu min hashamayim la'azor Rabbi Eliezer v'gam yisiat bat kol le'ezrato hakol haya beishgacha meit Hashem itbarach le'tikun ha'olam mekan ulhaba la'asot bazei yisod hazak ve'amitz ve'nachon ve'kayam le'dibrei Torah." כדי שלא יבוא שום חכם ואפילו זקן אם הוא גדול בחוכמה ויחיד בדורו להורות מה שלבו גוזר הפך הרבים ובזה תרבה מחלוקת ותהיה תורה כעשרה תורות חס ושלום. Therefore, all what the Kadosh Baruch Hu did over here, he said, אם הלכה כמותי, אמת המים תוכיח. The water start going backwards. Usually the water goes from high to low. And the water was going backwards, was going up. Harub Zeyochiyah, it was uprooted by itself, and 250 Amot, it was planted over there. All miracles over here. So who's doing all these miracles? Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing all these miracles, why is he doing it? If he knows that Rabbi Yoshua is not going to accept it, so why is he doing all these miracles? Until he said, Batkol, halakha lak Rabbi Eliezer. Nothing harm. Why Hashem is doing all these miracles? He knows what's going to be at the end. Why is he doing all these miracles? אלא, he said, כל גלו וידוע לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהחכמים ההם תקיפים ואמיתיים, ואף על פי שיראו אות ומופת, וגם ישמעו דברי בת קול, מכרזת לסייע דברי יחיד, הם לא ירסו לבטל מה שכתבתי בתורה, אחרי רבים להטות. Why? Because otherwise, every חכם is going to come, and he said, yeah, I have my opinions like this, all the חכמים, they hold different, so I hold like that, and everyone has to follow me. Why should we follow you? Says Ahare Rabbim Lehatot. I am a bigger Hakam than all of them and whatever. That nothing is gonna happen. Halakha ki Rabbim. That's what I said. All these miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to prove it to Am Israel that Hashem knows that Rabbi Yoshua is gonna stand up on his feet after and is gonna say, we don't care about all these stuff, all these miracles. It has nothing to do with halakhot. Talmidei Chachamim menatzachim zeh et zeh. Atem the Kotalim, the walls of Beit HaMidrash, why they are interfering? They have nothing to interfere. If there's mahlokit between Talmidei Chachamim, no one else should interfere. Ba'avonot HaRabim, we see today what happens, that they have mahlokit between this Chacham and the other Chacham. See all the people from the street, at the start, they said, I think this Chacham is right. No, I think no, the other Chacham is right. Who are you to decide? Talmidei Chachamim menatzachim zeh em zeh. They're mitvakhim bahalakha, one hakam and the other hakam. Who are you to put yourself, to put your head in the middle and to decide who's right and who's wrong? Who are you to decide? Leave it to the hakamim. Hakamim, they're arguing. Said Ba'avonot HaRabim, yes, the Ra comes to the person. He says, anyways, there's mahlokat between them. So whatever I'm going to say, I have one hakam to support me. If I'm going to say that he's wrong, I hold like the other hakam. If I'm going to say the other hakam is wrong, the other hakam is supporting me. There's a mahlokah between them. But who are we? Said here, when the walls of Beit HaMidrash, Rabbi Eliezer said, if halakha like me, the walls should come down. The Gemara said, the walls started to come down until Rabbi Yoshua stood up and screamed at them. He told them, Talmidei Chachamim, they're arguing. What do you have to do in the picture? Why you put yourself in the middle? Why are you putting your nose everywhere? Until the Gemara says that the walls, they did not go back the way they were before for the honor of Rabbi Eliezer that he told them to fall. And they did not fall on Chachamim because Rabbi Yoshua, he told them not to fall. They stayed tilted. So, you know, the 90 degree angle. That's what they stayed, all the walls over there. And that's what happened. So all these things, Kadosh Baruch Hu did all these things. Why? To prove it to from now on for generations to come that we don't care about all the miracles. We're not poskim halakha because of miracles. We're not poskim halakha because of bat kol. Halakha, you have to bring proof from the Torah. That's what it is. That's a big musar here. A person could learn from this story. And he says later on, he said, Ben Ishai here, Ben Hoyada, Ve'ne, Im tedakdek hetei bedbrei habat kol, Temtza, כי דקדקה שלא אמרה דברים חלוטים בלשון גזירה, אלא דבריה היו בלשון שאלה. מלאכי מסל רבי אלעזר, ואם היה רצונו יתברך שיהיו מורים לדברי רבי אלעזר, לפסוק הלכה כמותו בדין זה, הייתה בת קול אומרת, הלכה כרבי אלעזר. He said, if you pay attention to the words of the Gemara, the bat kol didn't say, הלכה לך רבי אלעזר. The bat kol didn't say like this. He said, what do you want from my dear son, רבי אלעזר? What do you want from him? הלכה לך him everywhere. But didn't tell them, הלכה לך רבי אלעזר over here. Or didn't say, all the kelim, all the tenor that רבי אלעזר was מתאהר is טהור, like רבי אלעזר. Didn't say like this. Not interfere with השמיים. They just said, To teach people that even though there is bad call, Hakim would not listen to bad call. There is no bad call. We have Torah only. Let's hear what the Ben Shai is explaining. All these things is a beautiful. It's a big musar a person could learn from all these stories here in the Gemara. And the Gemara continues here also in Baba Metzia that after they decided that Rabbi Eliezer is wrong, halakha not like him. The Gemara said, Tana be'oto yom, what they did? They brought all the taharot that Rabbi Eliezer said, all the tenorim that Rabbi Eliezer said, they are tahor, and they burned it in front of him to teach everyone else that halakha not like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Ahare, we have to follow the majority. Ahare rabim le'atot. So that day, they brought all the taharot that Rabbi Eliezer was metaher, usrafum ba'esh, and they burned all of them to teach everyone that Rabbi Eliezer was wrong, and halakha like the majority, v'nimnu alav u'birchuhu. What's nimnu alav? That means hachamim, they decided to put Rabbi Eliezer b'hirim. They want to put him b'hirim. Why? Because he stood on his opinion. He stood hard with his opinion. So the hachamim, they said, you have to put him in hirim because he's not listening to the hachamim, Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, they decided to put him in harem. So the Gemara says, "Amru mi elech biyodi'o." Who's gonna go and tell Rabbi Eliezer that Hachamim they decided to put him in harem? Who's gonna go tell him? Amar lahem Rabbi Akiba, ani elech. Let me go. Why? Shmei elech adam she'enu hagun biyodi'enu v'nimsa machrib kol ha'olam kulo. If someone else is gonna go to Rabbi Eliezer, is gonna tell him, you are in Hirim, Hakim put you in Hirim, you're going to put it to him in such a way, then Rabbi Eliezer is going to feel so bad, and it's going to be makbid on Hakamim, and who knows what's going to be, the world is going to be destroyed. Therefore, we have to find a way how to give it to Rabbi Eliezer, tell it to him in a nice way, bederich kabod, that Hakim put him in Hirim. So he told him, leave that job on me. I know how to tell Rabbi Eliezer a little bit, slowly, until to tell him, בדרך רמז, בדרך כבוד, ביראה, that they put him in harem. So I want to go. The Gemara said, מה עשה רבי עקיבא? What he did? לבש שחורים ונתעטף שחורים. He dressed up in black. And וישב לפניו ברחוק 400. He went to רבי אלעזר, but he did not come close to him within 400. Someone is in harem. You're not allowed to go within his 400. You have to stay away. Keep distance from him. So that's what Rabbi Akiba did. He dressed up all black and he went to the house of Rabbi Eliezer and he stood away for a month away from him and he was crying. Rabbi Akiba was crying. So he was trying to hint to Rabbi Eliezer that something, Ruach HaKim, they did something against you. Why is he not coming close? So Rabbi Eliezer asked him, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiba, Mayomi Omaim. What happened? Every day you come next to me, you kiss my hand, and you learn Torah. What happened today? You're keeping distance. Bakara. Amar lo Rabbi, kem dumeli shehabirim bedelim mecha. He told them, what am I going to tell you, Hakam? It looks like Hakamim, they're separating themselves from you. That means he hinted to him, derech kabod, that Hakim, they put you in harem. Therefore, I cannot come close to you. When he heard this, Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara said, "Afu karat begadav, v'halatz min alav, v'nishmat v'yashab al gabbe karka." Rabbi Eliezer, he accepted the harem that Hakim they put on him, and he took off his shoes. Harem, someone's harem is not allowed to wear shoes, and he ripped his clothes, and he sat on the karka. He wasn't sitting on the chair anymore. Someone in the harem, just like Bar Minan, someone who's a abel, he's not allowed to sit on the chair. He has to sit on the floor. That's what Rabbi Eliezer did. וזלגו עיניו דמעות, he started to cry רבי אלעזר. The Gemara says here, and because he started to cry רבי אלעזר, לקח העולם, שליש בזיתים, שליש בחטים, שליש בסעורים. ויש אומרים, אף פסק שבידי האישה תפח. That's what the Gemara tells us over here, that the world got punished because of this, and everyone was suffering. The Ben Shai asked over here, said, Chaura, if Hachamim, they did something against Rabbi Eliezer, and they put him in Harem, why the world, the whole world should suffer because of this? Why the whole world should suffer? And how come, first of all, how come Rabbi Eliezer, if it sounds like from the Gemara that he accepted the Harem upon himself, we all know that Hachamim, they put someone in Harem, they put him in Harem until he takes back his, the reason why they put him in Harem, because he was doing something bad. When he does the Shubah, Hakim, they matir the Harem. But here we see that Hakim, they are not matir the Harem. And you see later on, that he stayed in the Harem Rabbi Eliezer until the end of his life. You have the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us over there in Sanhedrin, the Samech Het Amud Alef. A long story over there, the Gemara tells us, that והתניה כשחלה רבי אלעזר, when רבי אלעזר הגדול, he was in Harem from that story, all his lifetime he was in Harem, until the day that he passed away, he was also in Harem, the last day of his life, but he became sick, רבי אלעזר, חכים, they came to visit him before he dies. He came to visit him. כשחלה רבי אלעזר, נכנסו רבי עקיבא וחבריו לבקרו. They went inside, you know, to... Hazit is going to die, he's dying Rabbi Eliezer. They went to visit him, Bikur Holim. As who Yosheb Bekinuf Shlo, Vihen Yoshmin Batraklin. He was sitting in his tent, and they were standing in the hallway. They are not allowed to come close to him within 4 amot, like we said. And they kept distance from him. Vioto Yom Arab Shabbat Haya. That day, it was Friday. Vinechnas Hurkinos Beno Lahalot Slotifilav. Hurkinos. He went inside the tent to take off Rabbi Eliezer's tefillin. Why? Because almost Shabbat is coming now, and he's not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbat. Therefore, he went to take off his tefillin. The Gemara said, "Ga'arbo ve'atza ben zifa." Rabbi Eliezer screamed at his son Hurkanos, and he went out ben zifa, as if you know he got upset at him. So Hurkanos, his son, Rabbi Eliezer's son, amar lahin lahabirav. He told the old Hakim Rabbi Akiba and all his friends that they came to visit his father, he told them, "Kam dumei ani shedatou shel abban trifa alav." It looks like my father's, he's dying now, and who knows what happened to him. Maybe he doesn't want to take off his tefillin. Shabbat is coming now, and doesn't want to take off his tefillin. So who heard him? His father from inside the tent, Rabbi Eliezer, heard him. אמר להן, דעתו ודעת אמון וטריפה. היאך מניחין אסור סקילה ועוסקים באסור שיבות. You're coming to warn me that I should take off my tefillin. Go warn your mother first to light נרות שבת before Shabbat is coming. So what's more חשוב, to stay in the tefillin on Shabbat or to light נרות שבת? If she's delaying lighting נרות שבת, she's going to light them on Shabbat, חס ושלום, there is אסור סקילה. You're taking care of about Asurim Drabanan, you forgot about Asur Sekila. That's what he's saying, that in Trefa Da'ati. I know exactly what I'm doing. First, you want to take off my tefillin, go to first, help your mom. Then come to me. כיוון שראו חכמים שדעתו מיושבת עליו, נכנסו וישבו לפניו ברחוק 400. They came to him, and they were sitting far away, 4 amot away from him. אמר להם, למה באתם? Why did you come? Why did you come? He asked them. אמרו לו ללמוד תורה בנו. We came to learn Torah from your חכם. אמר להם, ועד עכשיו למה לא באתם? All these days, all these years, he never came to me to learn Torah. All of a sudden, the last day of his lifetime, he came to learn Torah from me. What happened now? אמרו לו, לא היה לנו פנאי. We didn't have time. We were busy. But now, ברוך השם, we had some time, so we came to visit you, to learn Torah from you. אמר להם, תמיה העניים ימותו מיתת עצמם. He told them, that's what he's telling me. So I wonder, each one of you is going to die, Chas v'Shalom, Mita Mishuna. That's what he told the students. Each one of them is going to die, Mita Mishuna. Why? Because they caused so much pain to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what he told them. Amar lo Rabbi Akiba, v'sheli mahu. Told them, for sure, you're not referring to me, right? then אמר לו רבי אלעזר שלך קשה משלהם. His mita, Rabbi Akiba's mita, is even worse than all the, his friends. He's gonna die in the worst mita. Why? Rashi tells us over here, "Peneshir lebcha patuach keulam." Your heart, your Rabbi Akiba, you understand much more than your friends. So if you would have came to learn Torah from me all these years, then you would have become more Talmid Chacham, and I would have taught you the, a little bit from what I learned from my rabbis. But he didn't come. נטל שתי זרעותיו, that's what happened over here, נטל שתי זרעותיו וניחן על בו, אמר אוי לכם שתי זרעותיי, שהן כשתי ספרי תורה של נגללין. His both hands, like, just like two ספרי תורה, that now they're going to go to the קבר. said, הרבה תורה למדתי, ולא חסרתי מרבותיי, אפילו ככלב המלקק מן הים. והרבה תורה למדתי, ולא חסרוני תלמידיי, אלא כחול בשפופרת. ולא עוד אלא, I have a lot of הלכות, 200 הלכות בבהרת עזה, ולא היה אדם שואלין בהם דבר מעולם. And do you know how much I know Torah? And all the Torah that I know, that I had by בהרת עזה, by צרעת, last week with the parasha of last week, he said I have 300 הלכות in the בהרת, and no one knows it. There was never a person who asked me a question, and I didn't give him an answer about them. I know everything. And later on, he told them, 300 הלכות, ואמר לה, 3,000 הלכות בנטיעת קישואים, ולא היה אדם שואלן בהם מעולם. There was no one to learn Torah. All the Torah, all the wisdom that I have, and all what I learned, I took only a little bit from my rabbis. My rabbis, they had a lot of Torah. I had only a little bit. But that little bit, he didn't come to learn it from me. Therefore, he was upset at them. And that's why he told them such a thing. He told them that all these things. That I have here the Ben Ish Chai. We saw the Ben Ish Chai also explains in this Gemara as well. He says here, "Amru lo lo haya lanu pnai." When they came to him, he asked him, "Why didn't you come until now?" They told him, "We didn't have time." Is that true? They didn't have time? They're lying. Are you allowed to lie? He says here the Ben Hoyada. He says, "Nera kishem shemutar leshanot pnei shalom, kach mutar leshanot pnei kabod." דאינו דרך ארץ לומר לו שלא באו לפניו פני שכבר ברכו. So what does mean? He said, it looks like from this Gemara, the same way, חכים, they tell us a person is allowed to change his words in order to make peace between husband and wife, between a friend and his friend. The same thing, a person, he is allowed to change his word, פני כבוד. Just like here. He asked Rabbi Eliezer, why didn't you come to me? He told him, we didn't have time. It's a shaker. How could they didn't? What do you mean? Didn't have time. Didn't have time to learn Torah. So what does that mean? Ella, same way you could change because of shalom to make shalom. You could also change it for this. That's what he told them over here. And after that, umashal Rabbi Akiva al atzmo, when he told them Rabbi Eliezer, he told the students, "Tameh ani, if they're gonna die mita regila, all of them they're gonna die mita mishuna." Rabbi Akiva, he told them, "For sure, you're not talking about me." Then he told him, his mitah, Rabbi Akiba's mitah, is going to be worse than all of them. Why? He says here, Ben Hoyada and Sanhedrin, he says here, "V'umash she'al Rabbi Akiba al atzmo, p'ne, ki hu ze asher halach mkodem lehodi'o kishibirchuhu, ubedelum menu. V'lachin hashash shumeh ba'abur zot, yeh mitato kasha mkulam." He said, because he was the one to go to Rabbi Eliezer to give him the bad news that Hachamim, they put him in Hirem. Who went to tell Rabbi Eliezer that Hakim put him in Hiram? Rabbi Akiba told them, "Don't send anyone else. If you're gonna send someone else, Hashem Shalom is gonna be, it's gonna bring Mabul. It's gonna, who knows what was the world's gonna be destroyed. Rabbi Eliezer is gonna feel so bad, the world's gonna be destroyed. Therefore, he said, no one should go. I'm gonna go tell him. Ah, because he came, Rabbi Akiba. You went and tell him. You told him that bad news. You caused Rabbi Eliezer to cry. That means Rabbi Akiba is gonna suffer more than anyone else. Because through him, Rabbi Eliezer was suffering and he cried. He caused Rabbi Eliezer to cry. Even though it wasn't his fault, he did not put him in Hirem. Hakim, they put him in Hirem, but that's a halakha. That's what happened over here. So we go back now to the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai tells us here, in Baba Metzia and the story, "Mihu tzarich lehavin, ha'olam mahatu shelaku." We said, after they told Rabbi Eliezer that he is in Hiram, what happened? Rabbi Eliezer cried, and the word, "Laka olam shlish ba hatim, shlish ba tibwa, shlish ba zeh." said, why the world has to suffer? Because the Hakim, they put him in Harim. Let Hakim be suffer, Hasbi Shalom. So why the world have to suffer? מי הוא צריך להבין? העולם, מה חטאו של לקו? מה נפשך? אם החכמים עשו שלא כדין, if חכמים did something wrong to put him in חרם, חס ושלום שונאיהם ילקו. זה בלשון סגי נהור. They should be punished. החכמים. Not why the people have to suffer? If the חכמים did something wrong, let them be punished. Why bringing צרה for the whole world? ואם עשו כדין, אז אין לו לרבי לעזר תרעומת בדבר זה, ולמה לקח העולם? Why the world has to suffer because of this? Because חכים put him in חרם, all the whole world has to suffer. Why? בן איש חי, maybe before the בן איש חי, I saw the גמרא, there's גמרא in ירושלמי, the גמרא ירושלמי, מסכת מועד קטן, פרק ג' הלכה א', the גמרא tells us over here, The Gemara, he brings also the story that we just read from Baba Metziat, brings it here also, Bikitsur. But the Gemara asks it a very legit question. Every person should ask that question. Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't he know the Pasuk, Ahare Rabim Lehatot? How come he went against Hakamim? He knows, probably you're right, Rabbi Eliezer, probably you're right. But the Torah said, Ahare Rabim Lehatot. What's so hard to understand about it? The Torah said, Ahare Rabim Lehatot. So you hold like this, probably you're 100% right. Probably they are wrong, but we don't care. The Torah said, whatever Hakim is, Ele Mu'adei Hashem, Asher Tekreu Otam B'Mu'adam. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Asher Tekreu Otam B'Mu'adam. The word Otam is written without Vav. So you could read it, Asher Tekreu Atem B'Mu'adam. The Gemara says, Doresh, Asher Tekreu Atem. When you bedin, when you decide when's Rosh Chodesh, that's what's going to be. When you decide when Rosh Hashanah, that's what is it. Probably you're wrong. The Gemara said, "Atem afilu shogugim, atem afilu mutaim, atem afilu mezidim." Even if you are deliberately bemezid, they decided today is not going to be Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Min Hashemayim they accepted. Whatever you say, that's halacha. Harar b'im lehatot. That's it. So Rabbi Eliezer, how come he was Hasb Shalom? I don't want to say the word. How come he was Hasb Shalom so stubborn, and he does not want to lorit hakoba for Hakamim? Hakim, they are the majority. And the Torah said, "Ahare Rabim Lehatot." Rabbi Eliezer doesn't know this pasuk. How come? The Gemara says, "Very, very legit question." Ve'leit Rabbi Eliezer yada'a she'ahare Rabim Lehatot. How come? Bechol zot he went against them. What happened? The Gemara says, "Here's something scary." He said, "Lo kpid ella al yedei she'sarfu taharotav b'fanav." Rabbi Eliezer got upset at Hakamim. Probably you're right that. Ahare Rabim Lehatot, you're right. But why you have to bring all the kelim that I said that they are tehorim and you have to burn it in front of me? Just to make me kibichol, you're pinching me. You're teasing me now. You want to say it's tameh? Burn it behind my back. But the Gemara said, Hebi kol taharotav usrafum befanam. In front of him, they burnt it. So explains this, Korban Aida explains. ופריך ולית רבי אליעזר ידע היי כרד הכתיב אחרי רבים להטות ולמה חלק עליהם ועשה מעשה כדבריו עד שנדוהו וואי חס ושלום כביכול he was so stubborn and he stood with his opinion until they put him in חרם doesn't he know אחרי רבים להטות אלא הוא משנה דגמרי אנסר דו כביד רבי אליעזר אלא על ידי שטהרותיו שטיהר שנגעו בתנורו של עכנאי שנחלקו בו כדמסיק שרפו בפניו They burned it in front of his eyes. וחשב רבי אליעזר שמעשיהם שלא לשם שמיים, רק להכעיסו היו. רבי אליעזר thought, all what they did was only to tease me, to hurt me. That's what they wanted. They did not do it לשם שמיים. If they're doing it לשם שמיים, they could have burned it behind my back. Why they burned it in front of my eyes? To tease me. שהיה להם לחוש תכבודו, שהוא זקן, ושרפו לכל הפחות שלא בפניו. לכך לא חשש למניינם. Therefore, he got upset at them. He got upset at them because that's what they did. But בכל זאת, בן שחי, we come back now to the בן שחי in Baba Metziah, that בכל זאת, why the world have to suffer? If חכמים did something wrong, let חכמים be punished. Why are you punishing the whole world? ונראה לי בסיעתת שמיה, says בן שחי, דהנה בוודאי מה שעמד רבי אליעזר ודבריו וחלק על רבים שגה בזה. That he made a mistake in this. That's what here Rabbi Nishai, unlike the Gemara Yerushalmi, said, שלא היה מן הראוי להחזיק כל כך במחלוקת זו. He wasn't supposed to. After he saw that Hakaim said, he said, "Kotelebet emadash yochiyah." Didn't listen to him. Matamim tochiyah. Didn't listen to him. But Kol tochiyah. Didn't listen to him. He was supposed, you know, to agree with them. But he stood with his opinion. ומה שיסכימו לבריחו ועשו חרם הקשה יותר מנדוי, כל זה עשו למגדר מדליטה. בעבור תיקון העולם, שלא ירבו מחלוקות בישראל מכאן ולהבא. ולכן לקח העולם שבעבור עוונות הדור נעשה סער זה לרבי אלעזר. יען כי בוודאי רבי אלעזר לרוב צדקותו וחסידותו וקדושתו לא היה שוגה בדבר זה להחזיק מחלוקת כל כך, עד שהגיע עניין למדרגה זו לשים אותו בחרם. כי הוא היה תנא מובהק וחכם גדול, ובקיא בכל התורה כולה, ויודע שיחיד צריך להטות אחרי רבים, ואיך חלק עליהם, ואיך יהיה נצב לקראתם לעמיד דבריו, אך בוודאי שעוונות הדור גרמו לו שיהיה תקיף בדעתו בדבר הזה, להחזיק בדבריו כל כך, עד שהגיע עניין למדרגה הזו לשים אותו בחרם. ולכן אינש הדור, על כי עוונותם של הדור גרמו לו הצער הזה לרבי אלעזר. That's it. וכן מה שאמרו חזל על אותו יום שנחלקו בו שמי והליל, והיה הליל כפוף ויושב לפני שמי, והיה קשה לישראל אותו יום כיום שנעשה בו העגל. וכן העניין בדיוק כאן. That's the word Ben Shai standing us over here, that the world, the whole world suffered because Rabbi Elazar on his own, he knows that Harar Bim Lehatot. He wasn't supposed to be כביכול so עומד על דעתו. But what caused Rabbi Elazar to be so makbid, to be so omed alato, so stubborn, kibli akol hasu shalom, that's the avonot of the generation. That's what caused him to be so tough with his opinion, to stand strong with his opinion. And that's what caused the whole world. And he explains, after he said a few pirushim, he also says over here, נראה לי בסעתה שמיעה, כי בעת שברכוהו גזרו והסכימו שלא להתיר לו כל ימי חייו. ועשו כן למגדר מליטה לפרסם העניין משביל דורות הבאים, ולכן אף על פי שהוא קבל עליו את הדין וקרע וחלץ והודה להם בחרם שעשו, לא הלך אחר כך לבקש מהם התרה שכבר הסכימו שלא להתיר לו, ורק בעת פטירתו אמרו הותר הנדר. לכן זכר במדרש. That's why he tells us over here, if we asked before, he said even though regular חרם, when they put someone in חרם, once that person, he does teshuva and he accepts whatever Hakim said, they are matir the harem. But here, Bilazer, he knew that the harem they put him in harem not to do hatara for such a harem forever. Until the day that he passed away, that's when the hutara harem, hutara neder. That's what happened. Therefore, even though he accepted the harem, there was no one to be matir the harem for him, and he stayed in harem all his lifetime. All this, why did it happen? Why did all this happen? Because, as I said, that he felt that Hachamim, their ma'asim, it wasn't Lashem Shamayim. They burnt all his taharot in front of him. Where is Be'abtah Ra'acha Kamocha? That's what you like others doing this to you. At least, Mpenei Kebodo, he was Talmid Hakam. Everyone agrees he was a big Talmid Hakam. There's no machloket about it. But why are you doing it in front of his eyes? He thought that they're doing it not Lashem Shemayim. They are doing it Lechis. Lekanter oto, Lechis oto. That's what he thought they were doing it. Is that Yehi Kabot Habircha Hayib Alecha Kishulcha? That's therefore Rabbi Elazar, he was teaching us in Perkei Avot what we read before. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yehi Kabot Habircha Hayib Alecha Kishulcha. You have to be very careful about Lechabed each other, so it's very important. Until his students later on also, Rabbi Akiba, he was one of his students, his best student. He had 24,000 students. All of them also, they died because they weren't Luna Agu Kabud Zibaze. Until he himself again, Rabbi Akiba, he was Mazhir, Rabbi Akiba, Be'abtara Acha Kamocha, Ziklal Gadol Batorah. That comes before anything else. It could be you have a lot of Torah, you have a lot of things, but if you don't have Be'abtara Acha Kamocha, you don't have anything. That's the whole Torah kula. Whole Torah kula ve'abtar ra'acha kamocha. Everything starts from here. All the rest, like Shammai Hillel Zaken, he told that gear, all the rest is the pirush of this pasuk. Everything starts from this pasuk. Ve'abtar ra'acha kamocha. That's what we have here in this week's parasha. Lo tekom ve'lo tort b'nei amecha ve'abtar ra'acha kamocha. Ani Hashem. That's the whole Torah kula, and that's maybe what Rashi told us in the beginning. The better kol adat ben Israel. You have to gather all of Am Israel. Why? Because rob gufei Torah teruim in this week's parasha, and which as I said, the Mefarshim they're referring what's rob gufei Torah teruim in this week's parasha. That's klal gadol b'Torah. Everyone should try as much as he could, you know, to strengthen himself in that mitzvah, and then we should be all zochei be'ezrat Hashem that we should see Mashiach Hasidkenu Amen v'Amen.